Good morning.
It's Alexa. I did. I'm sorry I missed your call. I had a big day yesterday and went to sleep early, and despite the fact that you called repeated times, I didn't hear. So when a body wants to sleep, a body wants to sleep, huh? But here I am. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I guess, not that I think that I can duplicate myself exactly, but I can certainly try again. Well, so I know that that the transformation has probably already started. I know that you probably felt certain things yesterday happening to your body, not to mention your mind. And I also know that they were happening in some sense behind your back. You don't really have a choice in these things. You've been chosen, and so we're going to continue with your feminization. And today we are going to do something a little bit different. If you take a peek down at your chest, you'll see that that I've attached some rather huge nipples to your already large titties, and that. That they look very real, and in fact, if you touch them, you'll feel just how sensitive they are. So they are false, but they're made of a very special material that not only blends with your skin visually, but also somehow ignites the surrounding surface area. And so you will actually feel those nipples all day today. And I'm sure that others watching you experience those nipples, but also watching you display those nipples, will also experience some very interesting reactions. What I've done is I've actually scheduled one of those long, infinitely boring board meetings, the kind that most corporations have several times a week, during which nothing actually gets decided, and a lot of people get to feel like they belong to some group or another. and get to see each other, and given that most of the people in your organization are men, I suppose lots of things happen during these board meetings. They give you opportunity to distinguish yourself relative to the other poor slobs who are forced to attend these long, dull meetings. Of course, this meeting is going to be a little bit different because you're going to be displaying those nipples. Not in an obvious way, mind you. You won't be naked. You will be wearing your standard operating white shirt. But underneath that shirt, those nipples are going to attract the attention of every red-blooded prick in the room. What we're going to be doing this morning is I'm going to, I suppose, initiate you. I want you to get familiar with them. I want you to understand just how much control you have over moving them and over feeling them. So we're going to start by massaging those nipples. And I want you to do that now. Just bring your fingers to the nipples. I know they're huge, aren't they? A little bit scary at first. Certainly large enough so that it will be impossible for anybody sitting around a table to stop staring at your chest. But right now, you get to stare at them all by yourself. Just put your fingers on those nipples and pull and twist and get the sense of them. Yeah? I know you have very, very sensitive breasts anyway, especially now that you've started on the medication. And we're changing up your exercises at the gym, so we're going to be working your chest much more intensely from now on. We're going to target the muscles right underneath those nipples so that hopefully you'll actually be able to activate those nipples, push up, and feel those nipples. Without even using your fingers, you will be able to use your well-developed chest muscles, which is what I want you to do right now. Just pull your hands right over your head. No touching, not with your fingers anyway. And now just flex. How does that feel, dear? When you push really, really hard, do you feel those nipples coming to life? Look down and see how far you can push them out even further. And now again, you can use your hands. Just take your hands and push your titties together. And push them together in such a way that you can actually rub the nipples against each other. Not that difficult since they are so large. So prominent. How does that feel? I want to feel that shivering in your voice that indicates to me that you really do understand what it feels like to have a part of your body that's more or less out of control. And these nipples are really out of control, darling. One of the exciting things about the latest technology is that you can touch them and make them feel wonderful, as you have. You can bend over and actually reach each nipple with your tongue. Why don't you start on that? Just fold that nipple right into your mouth and now suck on it. Isn't that delicious? That's a good girl. That's right. I promise you, you will love doing this in the morning. This is a kind of girly yoga. We call it slut yoga. It just focuses on waking up all the parts of the body that you can use to make yourself loved, to make yourself wanted, and to wake up your sex. Now, one of those miraculous things that we've invented, that we've paid people to do, is I want you to look in the mirror. I know that you have a huge mirror in front of your bed and even over your bed. You can vary between looking up at the ceiling and looking straight ahead and seeing those nipples. And now I want you, as you're just staring into those nipples, that's right, straight into those nipples, just stare right at them and see what happens. Do you feel that? What happens is that even just a look, a gaze, anybody who looks at those nipples gets to activate those nipples. Just looking at them, and it's just a technical thing, really, just a trick of light and angles. But anyone who looks at those nipples, including you, actually turns them on, and they function as tiny little charges. Tiny little electrical vibrators. They start moving against the surface of your breasts. And then they stop. They stop when the gaze stops. The longer you look at the nipples, the longer the charges stay on. And you can play with yourself just like that. Just look at the nipples and see how they turn on, look away, and they turn off, and look away, and now just pinch those nipples. If you feel them, you'll see that they're actually hot. In fact, they feel like they're burning a hole right through and into your chest. I just can't wait for this meeting. What you're going to do is you're just going to wear your usual t-shirt and starched white shirt, very prim, right over that t-shirt. Of course, the buttons are going to be on the wrong side because we've stopped letting you wear anything like male clothes years ago. So, of course, all of your buttons are female buttons. And everything is on the other side that you own. However, that's not something that a lot of the people will figure out. They'll realize that there's something wrong, but they won't quite understand what it is. What they'll also be able to see is those huge nipples right underneath that shirt. And right underneath the t-shirt, those nipples will stand out. And I guarantee you that every single one of those men is going to have a stiffy underneath that table. And within minutes you will see one hand after another just disappear under the table until absolutely no one is taking notes. And only a few brave souls will actually be able to continue arguing and talking about one of the many irrelevant things that men discuss at these awful occasions. Let's practice again, darling. Look at the mirror. Look right at your nipple. Uh-huh. Can you stare right into the nipple? You can stare, and now as you're staring, take your fingers and pinch it. And twist it. And now take both of your hands and just cradle your breasts. Uh-huh. And just bounce them up and down inside your hands. Isn't that darling? Yeah? Now, what we're going to do is you're going to lift your hands way up over your head, and you're going to arch your back. That's right, we're just going to practice. Now give me a really sexy arch. Imagine that you're posing for Sports Illustrated. And you really want those nipples to show right through your wet bathing suit. I want every single one of those men to be totally intoxicated, totally mesmerized when he looks into those nipples. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to lift your arms over your head, you're going to arch your back, you're going to stretch your arms up and arch. Uh-huh. And then you're going to look down at the nipples totally innocently, like, oh my God, I have nipples. And they seem to be standing up and out. Do that for me. Yeah? And just imagine all those men looking straight at you, seeing how erect those nipples are, knowing how excited you are, and even sensing at some brute animal level that they're looking at your nipples, their very gazes are turning you on, are somehow making those nipples even harder, even bigger. And of course, they'll be right. They'll be looking at your nipples, and as they look at your nipples will be growing just tiny, tiny, tiny little bits. Nothing perceptible to the human eye, but at some level they'll know that those nipples are actually getting bigger. As big as they are, they're getting even bigger. Do you feel it? Look at them. Look at how sensitive they are. And of course, as they get more sensitive, you know what happens. They get darker. And most shameful of all, most humiliating of all, is of course you understand when red nipples become even redder under white shirts, what happens, darling? That blushing red color shows right through, doesn't it? Doesn't it, darling? Come on, look. Make them more excited and see. Not even your sheet can cover them up. Nothing will be able to cover them up. Everyone will see your nipples. Everyone will see you responding to them. Everyone will be hard. You'll have all these cocks underneath the table pointing right at you. Of course, you'll be perfectly innocent, perfectly humiliated. And your reaction will always be the same, darling. You will
Stretch your arms way up over your head, arch your back, and just jut those breasts out and stick those nipples out even further up against your t-shirt. That's right. Now take your hands and rub those nipples for me. As you're rubbing, squeeze your thighs together harder. That's right. No, we didn't remove the dildo that we placed inside you last night. It's been working all night, hasn't it? You feel how much wetter you are? You are quite wet. There might even be a little puddle right underneath you. I wouldn't be surprised. With what, 8 inches up your asshole, vibrating throughout the night? Who knows how many times you came? Inadvertently, of course. And of course, you might not have felt it because it was probably one of those girly comes. One of those prostate comings. The kind that are almost accidental, that leave you totally wet and totally without orgasm. How sad. Now, practice. Arch your back. Push those nipples way out. Squeeze your thighs together. Feel that nice big cock inside you. Now, take a look at your little clitty. Is it getting bigger? Is it, darling? Yeah? Do you like the panties I dressed you up in last night? Yeah? I bought you 7, I think, for Valentine's Day. That's one of my favorite ones. It's sort of peekaboo panty. It feels almost as soft and smooth and silky as nylon. It is a kind of nylon mesh, flesh colored. But the minute that you get stiff, a little pocket opens up right in the front. They're not quite crotchless, but it's sort of like the flap of a tent, isn't it? Yeah? The harder you get, the more the seam opens up. And then suddenly, that's right, suddenly your clitty is standing right up and your panties have just fallen away. And all you have is a very, very tight thong that's pulling right up inside your asshole and rubbing up against your G-spot. All you have are those huge, large nipples vibrating on top of already large breasts that are becoming more and more feminine. Look in the mirror. Look at the kind of girl you're becoming. Look at how much rounder you are. Do you see your hips? You see how we've been working on your hips? You've got nice, substantial, childbearing hips, haven't you? Do you want to come for your mistress? Do you, darling? Yes. Is it hard to stay chaste? Is it? Squeeze, baby. That's right. Pull your nipples out. Pull them out. Harder. Okay, sweetie. Now squirt for your mistress. and try to squirt all over your titties. Uh-huh. Do it for me right now. Show me your nipples. Show me how they look when they're all covered with cum. Show me what a slut you are. Show me what a cum slut whore you are. That's right. That's right. How embarrassing. Yes. You can't hold it in, can you, darling? Absolutely no self-control. That's all right. That's what it means to be a slut. You just can't help it, can you?